Here we go. Here we go. Welcome to the State Fair, everybody. The Four Outdoorsman Radio Show. We're on every Sunday night on Bob FM, mybobcountry.com at 6 o'clock, just like we are right now. And we have four people, and she's an outdoors woman. Right. That's Simone Shera, and she's with us. We got a young man who just walking down the street thought he'd sit down. His name is Andrew Ellingson. We'll talk to him a little bit. But my buddy Mark Lukey is my partner in the show. And our other partner is Sam Oftedal, and Sam Oftedal is sick. So we're going to wing this thing without Sam, and I think we're going to do just fine. How you doing, Marky boy?
I'm doing great.
No, you're not doing great. You got a bad back.
I brought a walker to the state fair. I'm officially an old man. I never thought I would do it. I'm 41 years old, and I strolled in with a walker.
But he's 6'4", and he's got back problems. This is not the first time. The first time I've known Mark for 7 years. We've been doing this show for 7 years. The first time Mark had a back problem was when he picked a golf ball out of the cup, and he threw his back out, and he was under wraps for quite some time.
I wish it was a hole-in-one, but I'm sure it was about my eighth shot.
And it was somebody else's putt. And then about 3 years ago, he went through something and had some minor surgery.
Yeah, I had surgery about 4 years ago. I know that because my son was born 5 days after I had surgery, so I was a lot of help for my poor wife.
So be honest with us. Oh, you know, you've got a back problem. I feel bad for you. Was it because of a powerful swing hitting a home run, or was it sliding into third base, or how'd you hurt your back this time?
I think I was benching about 780.
BS you were. What happened?
I was bench pressing.
You threw a piece of paper in the trash, you told me. Anyway, that's what we talk about in the Four Outdoorsmen. Simone Shera, thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us all about Simone Shera. We know all about you guys. If you don't know Simone Shera, she's with the
Shera. She's my favorite
family.
Shera, by the way.
She's a favorite Shera because
you're
the other Sheras are not here.
Aww.
Tell us all about you. Where are you from? What's your background? And how can we invite her to a big shot like you on the Four Outdoorsmen?
Yes. Well, I live up in the Ramsey area, and I have been... There you go, Ramsey. And I have been a hunter and a fisher girl from probably the day that my dad could put me in a boat.
Yeah.
I started following him in the field about 9 years old, and I've been hunting ever since. I just was out this morning, as a matter of fact.
Out this morning doing what?
I was teal hunting. This is the first year that Minnesota has allowed teal to be hunted in the early goose season. So we went out and tried to tackle the teal, and... we didn't have very many luck. Didn't really see any. A lot of wood ducks and a lot of other ducks, but not very many teal.
Do
but that's okay.
Do you feel confident? I don't know how confident I would be to identify a teal in flight. Do you feel confident in it?
Yes, and that's
I
very
mean, I
important.
Know what a teal looks like.
Yes.
But.
Teal, their heads are quite a bit smaller. Usually the wood duck, we call it junk in the trunk, so they kind of have like a poofier back end. That kind of helps, but... we saw a lot of those, just not very many teal, but it was still a beautiful sunrise, so that's all that matters.
Now, is there a teal call, or do you just do like a mallard call to signal it's okay?
We do no calling.
Oh.
How do you get a bird to fly in if you don't do a call?
We have some decoys out there, and you're just kind of hoping that they're going to be pond jumping and doing a little bit of flyby and things like that. They're not very often are you going to be calling a teal.
Simone's talking about teal hunting, and if those of you who are not hunters, and I've never hunted teal, I've only hunted duck maybe 2 or 3 times in my life, there's some controversy out there because this is the first year in a long time, from what I remember, that they had an early teal season. It's from September 4th through September 8th, and the concerns were, I believe, to the people who are not for early teal season is that people might be shooting ducks that are not teal by accident.
Correct.
Is that really a big problem?
Well, this is what happened to us when we walked out of the field. So we were hunting on some land, and we had to walk a dike about a mile. And when we came out of that dike, there was a gentleman sitting there with a clipboard asking us,
ruh-roh,
how many birds did we shoot? What did we shoot? And to make sure that we were only shooting teal. And he had been out there all weekend. The guys that... were there on Saturday had shot 4 teal, he said, but he was actually marking down how many teal he saw, how many different wood ducks he saw, mallards he saw, and then wanted to know what the hunters were coming out with.
Was he an official? Was he a DNR guy or just some concerned citizen?
Nope. He was hired by the DNR. He did tell us that he was not allowed to check to see if we had our licenses or things like that, but If we were in violation, he could call the game warden.
Yeah. Now, Mark's got a story. Come on, you can share it because Rob Dreisland's not here. By the way, Rob Dreisland from Outdoor News was going to be on the show tonight, and Rob got sick. So he and Sam are probably in a pub someplace having a couple beers. And they missed the show. But go ahead and share the story.
I'll be happy to share the story.
Be generic.
I'll be happy to share the story, but let's get our friend on from Latitude. We promised him 6'10", so why don't you introduce our guest? See, I walk the fair, and you do too, and anything cool you see, we want to talk to him because that's what this show's about.
If I see anything cool and want to talk to them, it's usually a good-looking woman like that cute little blonde right in front of me, my granddaughter. Woo! My granddaughter Amber's right there. And who's your friend, Amber? Oh, I know Danny, yeah, and she's you're a gluten-free lady. Yeah. Well,
sure, she wants to be called that.
Yeah, yeah. She's not a gorgeous brunette. She's a gluten-free lady. That's a good moniker. Sorry, but I remember that because I was gluten-free for a long, long time, and I'm kind of bailing out on that, and Amber will tell you why. Young man we're talking about is Andrew Ellison, right? Ellingson?
Yep, Ellingson.
And you have a booth right next door. Tell us what's going on over there. This is kind of cool.
Right next door to us. Yep, so next door to the Bob FM booth, we got Latitude Studios Company. So we upcycle shipping containers. Yep, the ones you see on the boats and on the train.
Upcycle's a great word.
Yep, we upcycle them into unique spaces for your backyard, for your land up north, things like home office during the pandemic, which has been great, bunkhouse, extra sleeping space, home gym. You name it.
How about a man cave when my wife kicks me out of the house?
Oh, we call that the doghouse.
How about a doomsday bunker? Can you bury one of those suckers?
With a little reinforcement, we can.
Hey, by the way,
we're
talking with Andrew from
Latitude.
I got storage containers. Latitude Studios. And I don't know where you got the name Studios, but it's kind of fancy.
Well, studio is a one-bedroom thing.
It's the ultimate form of recycling when you take these storage containers and make them into livable space. And by the way, you guys who are just listening, just walking around, maybe you're hearing us on the radio and walking around, we are just south of the Coliseum, and Latitude Studios is right next to us. You got to check out
north, actually. But
oh, we're north. I apologize. And check out Latitude Studios right next to us. Where do you get the storage containers?
So we buy them all in Northeast Minneapolis. So they're local.
I know that. That's a huge deal with shipping right now. Like, think containers are not coming. Are they, like, twice the price they normally are right now?
They're up a bit more, but not as far as twice yet. And we're hoping they don't go much further.
What's the most unique thing you've done? I've seen cool, like, poolside stuff. What's the craziest build you guys have done so far with a storage container?
Right now, we just about 2 days ago started a 20-foot sauna. Sauna.
Ooh, sauna. That's the cool way to say it.
Yeah, so it's got 12 or 14 feet of actual sauna, and then about 4 feet of kind of changing room, towels, things like that. But yeah, the pool house was really cool. We did a 26-footer that had a putting green on top.
That's cool. That's cool. So tell me this. Okay, these are storage containers, and if you want to ask a question there, Simone, just jump right in. How do you determine what one of these things is worth, and who got the idea? Your partner's name is Andy.
Yep.
This is Andrew and Andy, like Larry, my brother Larry, from whatever show it was, right? Who got the idea about this?
So Andy Berg is the founder. He's from Arden Hills, and the pandemic brought him home from work. And at the same time, his wife, who was a teacher, Sarah Berg, also a founder, they were both at home, and their kids were distance learning. And he needed more space. You know, they didn't have it in their house. So he took it upon himself to build an office for his driveway out of a trailer at first. And then the trailer wasn't quite cutting it. So he took it upon himself to start a new company and found shipping containers as an awesome solution. And they need to be used. And he's a civil engineer. So he has the know-how. And he started the company. And we've put together a team of 9 people. We're out of Ham Lake, and we build them all indoors. And then when they're done, we put them on a flatbed trailer and ship them out wherever they need to go.
That's actually got to be kind of convenient to be hauling a shipping container because they're built for shipping, right?
They're not going to fall apart, right?
That's what
exactly.
They're meant for. I just wanted to mention, I heard that you were voted one of the 13 best of in the fair this year. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited about that as a first-year vendor. It's quite the honor. Out of all the exceptional vendors that are here at the fair, to get that and walk away with that our first year is pretty awesome.
How are you getting your business besides the state fair? Online? Have you got some marketing programs? What's going on there?
Yep. We're online at latitude-studios.com. We're all over Instagram, and we post daily with DIY, behind the scenes, things we're up to, finished units. So great places to follow. And then we're hoping to get out and do fairs like this. We were just up in Duluth prior to coming to the state fair, up in Bayfront Park. So yeah, you'll see us out and about more, and you'll hear us on the news, hopefully, more and more.
How far do you ship?
Right now we're kind of focused on the Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe your five-state area, 200, 300 miles. But if your checkbook's open, we'll ship to you.
Mine is not.
Go ahead. I want to know if you built a hunting shack yet.
Hunting shacks have been one of the top requests here at the State Fair.
How about an
ice fishing shack? Would that be a little heavy for the ice?
I think you'd be using that for about January and February only.
Hey, speaking of that, one of our sponsors of our show is Landcastle Summer Extravaganza. And Mark and I and Sam are going to be there in Winsted this next Friday. And they have an extravaganza, which is a cool deal. And it's like getting ready for ice fishing. And they've got 140, they got a lot more campsites than that, but they got 140 campsites already rented with ice castles, Yetis, and everyone's going to camp out, look at each other's cool, decked-out fish houses, and get some ideas. There's vendors there, there's live music, and we're going to have a lot of fun there. I bet you could get some business by camping there for a couple nights and have people walk in and say, that's a hell of an idea.
Yeah, we might want to drop one off.
Well, I'll tell you what, I sold real estate for 34 years, and I got 6% commission all the time. But I'm serious. You should think about that. It's only a couple of days.
It's a great idea.
What was the campsite? It was only, what, $50 or $100, whatever it was. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
For a couple of nights. That would be a cool deal. And there's a lot of people down there. Think about it. Lancaster Summer Extravaganza. I'll come over and talk to you after the show if you want to get more information about
sure
that.
Sure thing, yeah. I mean, what we're doing here is perfect for the outdoorsman.
All right, listen, now, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, how do they find you if they're not at the State Fair?
Go to latitude-studios.com and hit the contact us, and that'll go right to me, and I'll get back to you within a day.
Now, if I go over and look at one of your beautiful, upgraded storage containers, do I have to sign my name or something like this? You guys will bother me for the next year?
It's up to you. If you want us to bother you, we'll be glad to.
All right. Hey, I'll tell you, when anybody walking out there right now, next to us is Latitude Studios. Check out those storage containers that are made into living spaces. That's a pretty cool idea.
Thank you.
All right, Andrew, thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen.
Thanks for having me. It was a great time.
You bet. We'll come back and talk to you after the show. Tell you what, Simone, that's a good idea. You want to, if you had a cabin like that. Well, one more question for you. Andy, one more question. Andrew, give me the bare bones renovation to your upper dollar stuff you're doing with those storage containers.
Yeah, so we make anything in like the 10-foot size. So we'll take a 20-footer and cut it right in half all the way to a 40-footer. And right now we're making the single units, and it's anywhere from 10,000 base for that 10-footer up to about 50,000 for what you want to put into a big, 40-footer. And then just a little hint at where we're headed. We've heard a lot about tiny homes fair. Keep a lookout. It's on our plan and we're setting our compass. So then we'll be doing the full tiny home with dwelling and bathroom and kitchen.
One other quick question, and I forgot it. Never mind. No, how do you heat it? Do you have do you have a one kind of heating system and cooling system, or can you adapt it to whatever people want to use?
We've been real big fans of the mini split units. So it's a wall mounted unit with a condenser on the outside, and it does both heat and cool. And our units that we heat and cool, we do full spray foam insulation. So like you would typically see in a home, 2x4 stud walls, run the electrical, and then come by and spray foam it.
Awesome.
We're not done. Is this your full-time job now, or are you still doing something else?
I left a full-time job at the office to start swinging a hammer and helping out with Latitude, and I haven't looked back.
You jumped off the bridge without a parachute and are building it on the way down.
Sure thing.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Hopefully, I have a lot of success, man. We'll try to push the word for you as well.
Yeah.
Thanks
stop
for being
by
on the
and
show.
See us.
You bet. All right, back to Simone. Simone Scherer here. Thanks. Simone, I've read your background, of course, and everyone knows you've been doing this a long, long, long time.
I have.
And it's all about, I know you love waterfowl, you do a lot of training, dog training, you do, you volunteer a lot of your time, reach for resources and guiding and whatnot. But one of the things I want to talk to you about is your son.
Yes.
Because I'm an old baseball guy, okay. You know, and I'm an out.
Okay. Yes. Yep.
Is he a junior in high school right now?
He's going to be a senior.
He is.
Yep.
And is he the jock that you're making him out to be? Is he a good athlete?
He is a good athlete. Yep. He's a left-handed pitcher, a power hitter, and a first baseman.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Yep. Yep. And Grandpa's favorite only grandson, and happens to be a son on top of that. So
when I met him,
proud of him.
He was about, I don't know, 12 years old.
When
I started, just your normal kid.
Yep.
Now he looks like he's my size. He is a beefcake.
He is.
How tall is he?
He wishes he was taller. He tells me every day, thanks for the genetics. I'm like, be lucky you get what you got.
Yeah.
He's about 6 foot. But if I can go off my numbers, his slugging over the summer, if everyone knows what that is, it was about like 700.
Wow. So do you think he has a future in pitching, or you think power hitting first baseman?
To the colleges, we're selling him as a two-way.
Yeah.
As a two-way, yeah.
Wow. How fast is his fastball?
His fastball right now is about 85.
As a lefty, you can manage that.
He's a lefty. He can do that. He'll build it a little bit more once the colleges get a hold of him, too. Puts on more muscle. But we have been traveling all summer.
Yeah.
To Nashville, and we were in Georgia, and we've been in Kansas City. And
for
Milwaukee.
Offers or for games?
Just for games. It's all about exposure.
Yep.
He plays for the Great Lakes Academy out of Woodbury. They're an awesome, awesome organization. And now this fall coming up, this weekend, we are heading to Indianapolis. And then he'll be in Marion, Iowa, Kansas City, Nebraska, Omaha. And then we will head to Tucson, Arizona in October.
Wow.
And I think that's a wrap.
A lot of fun. We're going to talk more about that with Simone Sherrod right after the break here. We're the Four Outdoorsmen just north of the Coliseum. Stop by if you can. Talk to you in a couple of minutes. We got music now?
Yeah.
Where's the music?
Here it is.
Here we go.
Your ice house
best
ready
part
for the
of
season
outdoors,
at Land Castle
no
Summer
problem.
Extravaganza, September 10th and 11th. Camping, music, and ice fishing vendors. Music featuring RJ Graff on Saturday, brought to you by GS Trailers and Ice Castle Fish Houses. LandCastleSummerFest.com.
It's no secret that we love the city of Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Not just the thrill that comes with its unbelievable hunting and fishing, but everything that Devil's Lake has to offer. You can choose from nearly 30 restaurants, many hotel and motel options, a dozen campsites, theater, golfing, hiking, nearby casino, or just plain exploring. Walleyes and jumbo perch, well, they might draw you here, but Devil's Lake itself will keep you coming back. Hey, trust through me on this one. Visit devilslakend.com.
Mark here from my good friends at Power Lodge, located right down the street from our studio in Ramsey, Minnesota, along with locations in Brainerd and Mille Lacs. With more people getting outside, inventory is tight, but Power Lodge can be your Polaris special order superstore. If you're looking for a side-by-side or ATV for hunting or ice fishing this fall, go to Power Lodge and order it right now. Some models are already sold through August. Power Lodge, your Polaris special order superstore.
For more information, stop by your nearest Power Lodge or visit powerlodge.com.
It's not a secret that the Boundary Waters is temporarily closed, but the town of Ely, hey, it's open. The town of Ely itself, with its many restaurants, shopping, museums, and unbelievable fishing experiences nearby, are waiting for you to make memories. The fishing outside of a BWCA can be as amazing as well, so now's the time to book your trip to Ely for your fall bird hunt, fall fishing, fall colors. And where to fish for the trophies in September? Well, go to Arrowhead Outdoors at arrowheadoutdoorseelymn.com. Hey, go visit God's country.
Don't miss Corn Fest at St. Jude of the Lake this Saturday. Great family fun includes a teen zone, inflatables for the kids, music from Katie Vernon and Martin Zeller, and delicious food including fresh roasted corn. That's Corn Fest this Saturday, 3 to 10 at St. Jude of the Lake Catholic Church, Matamidi.
Get a cold water pressure washer from American Pressure for 33% off the retail price. Check out the details and specifications on DealsOnRadio.com.
Deals on Radio. Deals on Radio.
Hello, this is Steve Cruikshank with Fishing for Life. If you are looking for a Christ-filled men's fishing group, I'd like to tell you about our Fishing for Life Deep Seas. The Deep Seas stands for Chosen, Created, Called, Cleansed, and Commissioned Men. We have four men's group and one woman's group that meet on a monthly basis. We start with a dinner at 6 p.m., then move into a motivational devotion and follow up with a guest speaker who talks about fishing or hunting. For more information, go to our website, fishingforlife.org, or contact me directly at 763-228-1193.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FUEL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL.
Now, back to the Plow World Power Equipment Studios.
Total Country Bob FM.
Hey, we're back with the Four Outdoorsmen. I'm Bob FM, mybobcountry.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we got Simone Shera is with us. And again, welcome. Welcome, Simone, for being on the show. Hey, we're talking about, since we, is that mic's not on?
That's all right.
It's all right. We got it.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We're talking about your son. I read this as well. Anoka Area Hockey Association manager, right?
Well, I'm the gambling manager for Anoka Area Hockey Association.
And, hi, everybody. Oh, my niece. My niece is there. My niece is
boy,
there.
Boy, you had all the family here.
All kinds of them.
You're a popular guy.
We are. What's that? How did that song go? Uh-oh. I'm close to him.
We can't go anywhere together, Stu. You know everybody everywhere we go.
Hey, let's talk about Reach for Resources. Okay, every year you do guide at more than once. You volunteer a lot. You give a lot of your time to help other people who are less fortunate. And September 29th, they're going to be up at Sand Pine or, what's the other one?
Golden Meadows.
Yep, and they're both up by St. Cloud, someplace
yep.
up by Avon or
yep,
someplace up there.
Like 8 miles apart or
yeah.
something like that.
And Reach for Resources is a guided pheasant hunt, and you are going to be one of the volunteer guides. Have you got a dog, obviously, because you raise dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I have a dog, and last year I had the pleasure of hunting with Bob FM for Outdoorsmen. You weren't there, but I showed them exactly how to, you know, hit a pheasant and ring a pheasant when the dog brings it back, and how to walk a field because they were thick. Cover.
Yeah, yeah.
And as tall as these guys are, so anybody have seen them, they were walking the outside edges while myself, yes.
Simone, it was a pleasure hunting with you. You were our guide. You have pheasant hunted probably 20 to 30 times more than Sam and I have. I enjoy it. I go two or three times a year, usually with clients, and it's the kind of thing where, you know, they feed you, they drive you to a place, they throw pheasants at you, and you shoot them.
Yeah,
you're
kick
legit.
You out of the bus.
You're legit. I just saw you on a Flush episode, so you were on the biggest upland hunting show in the country just last week at, was it Brown's Hunting Ranch or something like that?
I was not at Brown's. We were out at
Hidden Hills. Sorry.
Yep. Yes. Hidden Hills in Sisseton, South Dakota. And we had a great making family memories there. My son and my father were there, and that happened. Ironically, we didn't really know it at the time. If you did watch it, I have a 10-and-a-half-year-old yellow lab, and my dad has grown to him since Raven has passed. Ryder.
Ryder. So I've hunted with Ryder two or three times. Ron brought him once out to South Dakota, and, man, beautiful dog, just friendly, except for he got sick, and I think he had to go to the hospital that time.
Yeah, I think before he left, he chose to eat some things in the backyard of my father's house, some deer
poop
droppings. Yeah.
yeah.
and didn't fare well. But he's doing good. The sad part is he has really bad arthritis.
Right.
So little did we know at the Hidden Hills that was probably his last hunt. He probably won't be out this fall. But I have a young little 2-year-old female that's a little pistol. She's 45 pounds. And her name is Raya. She's a black lab.
There you go.
So she will fit in just fine.
I saw Raya in the pictures. You took her out this weekend? Early?
Yeah. Yep. She's
How's she doing? She retrieved well and everything?
She does. She was trained by Tom Dockin down at Dockin's
Oak Ridge. The best there is for dog training. And your best friend, Tina.
And my best friend, Tina. Yes. Tina and I do a lot of stuff together. But, yeah, so she was out there. She proudly got to bring in her first goose. So that was exciting for her. It weighed more than she does, but she got the job done. That's all that matters.
Did she jump right out and just go for it? I'm sure she's trained quite a bit.
Absolutely, yeah. If they have that retrieving drive, they have the retrieving drive for sure.
Good for you.
We're talking with Simone Sheriff. Nobody knows who Simone Sheriff is by face. Well, she's all over the place. She's a big shot. You know, she calls herself an outdoor girl at heart. I think that's the description that you gave yourself. A certified pistol and shotgun instructor. Trains dogs. She's co-owner of Ron Sheriff Outdoor Calendars and Promotions. For 12 years, I've been doing that. Right?
Longer than that, Sue.
Is that right?
That my dad's calendar has been around. I truly, truly believe it has to be probably for 45 years.
How many calendars have you sold in your life?
Well, we sell probably about 65,000 a year.
I'll tell you, I work the Minnesota Bound booth as a volunteer pretty much over the last couple of years. It is absolutely amazing how many people, it's a tradition for them, right? Every year they buy 6 or 7 of those things for, you know, stocking stuffers or whatever.
Yeah.
So
they're great
gifts. You guys cranked out a great business there. That's awesome.
You know, and my dad came up with that, if people don't know the story, is he wrote for the Star and Tribune.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when he would be writing articles, he'd have reminders like, oh, you know, the pheasant hunting season is opening up soon, and he had nothing to go back to look at to find when the date was going to be, and he was, gosh, I really wish there was a calendar or something out there that would have all your hunting and fishing dates just right at the palm of your hand. Well, he did one of his fishing things one day, and he had Wally Shira out fishing. And he told Wally about his idea that he had, and Wally happened to be on the board of a directors of a printing company down in Sleepy Eye, Minnesota. At that time, it's called Advertising Unlimited. It is now owned by BIC. We'll fast forward. Anyway, that's how long that we've been having that. And Wally said, let me put you in touch with some people. And again, it just so happens, he now is a producer of an outdoor information calendar that we have for the states of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Dakotas. And we've been doing it for over 40-some years. And even as a kid, I remember stuffing envelopes and shipping. You know, to this day, we do. We ship everything right out of my house.
Now, working the Minnesota Bound Cabin, you mentioned that you basically ran the cabin for 14 years. Can you tell us, what was the first year that you actually ran the cabin here at the fair? What was it like? I know Ron used to do seminars all the time.
Yeah.
And everyone comes by. They used to pet Raven. Tell us what it used to be like and what you guys used to have to do.
So we would have, one of the stage acts. Right now they have the dog jumping and the lumberjacks and things like that. Well, there wasn't dog jumping. It was the lumberjacks and ourselves. So Ron and Raven would do some kind of retrieving act, or I would get Tom Dockin would come down a couple days and do some retrieving acts, things like that. We still had our site wasn't permanent. So every year we'd have a log cabin go up and have to tear it down. And we'd hire all the people. And the number one question after being here for 12 days was, where's Raven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or which Raven are
where's
you on?
Where's Raven?
Which Raven are you on?
Yes. And behind the scenes, as much as we loved Raven, we're like, I think Raven's going to be on a stick. That's what's going to happen. So, no, we're very blessed. Very, very blessed that dog has brought in so much joy to our family. And so here he is. Gosh, I think he has to be out here now for 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
How did your life change when Ron started Minnesota Bound, the TV show?
No, to be honest, I was already, when he started that show, I was already out of the house.
Right.
So growing up as a kid, we weren't allowed, like the dogs were not allowed to come into the house. Yep. If they did, they had to stay by the sliding back door. So it definitely has amazing to watch his popularity grow.
Right.
How much this impact this dog has had in everybody's life. And then I get asked that question quite a bit. What's it like to have Ron Scher as your dad? And I turn around and say, well, what is it like to have you, your dad, as your dad?
Yeah. Right.
He's my dad. And yeah, I knew what a belt was.
You don't want to you don't want to ask me that question. This would be an X-rated show if you asked me about my dad.
Well, hey, we won't go down that road.
I'll tell you what I like about Ron. He doesn't take himself seriously at all.
None.
I think he's nuts. He's funny. He likes to make fun of himself. And the truth be told, that book he wrote is all about making fun of himself, which was wonderful.
Yes.
I've gotten rid of a few of them for him. But I called him the other day, and I like to do this last time as well. We're having Simone on the show at the State Fair. Give me something I can tease her about. He said, I'll tell you what, I better not, because she can tease me, because the last two opening walleye seasons, you outfished in both days, he said.
I am the dual walleye champion.
I don't want to tease her.
We will announce that for sure.
I don't want to tease her. Hey, you're a member of Pheasants Forever, the National Wild Turkey Federation, AR Outdoors Volunteer Board Member.
Yes.
What is the AR Outdoors Volunteer Board Member? What is that about?
So, Anoka-Ramsey Athletic Association, we always have your baseball, your football, your soccer, your tennis. So we decided to come up with an outdoor branch because what's gotten one of the largest growing sports in high schools are the fishing teams.
Yes.
So we started, came up with getting the younger kids involved in the fishing teams, which BASS has a fishing team. And so we help those kids get connected with guides and different things like that. And we put them in these competitions. And then we are really pushing for actually Anoka High School to get a fishing team because it's a huge, fast-growing sport.
Yes, it is. Are you concerned about getting pulled too many directions at too many times? Because of your notoriety, your popularity, the name Shira, of course, is a big, big name. And some you got to learn to say no. That's got to be tough for you.
You're absolutely right. It is hard to say no. In fact, every day when people say, well, what do you do? And I'm like, well, I wear a whole lot of hats.
Yeah.
And every day I look at my calendar and say, okay, what am I going to do today?
Yeah.
And I work
your
on
Ron
this.
Your Ron Scher calendar? Or?
Yeah. Yes, my Ron Scher calendar, as a matter of fact. And that will tell you that the chickadees are migrating or to put, you know, the oranges out for the Orioles, anything you need to know. I need to put in my deer license or, you know, things like all those daily reminders. You can find that at outdoorcalendars.com, by the way. So there are times where I have to say, and on top of this, too, I also have two horses that I ride trail riding, and I've just bought one, and I've been chasing cows and doing team penning and things like that with my girlfriend Tracy, and so yeah, I'm busy.
Good for you.
I'm busy.
One of the best things about being a left-handed poleye from the east side who doesn't know a squat, nobody asks me to help him with anything. I mean, unless you need help with duct tape, I'm not your guy. That's about it.
But you have your own talent.
I got my own talents. I sure do. Let's talk a little bit about pheasant hunting. That's one he loves. If you had a choice between waterfowl and upland bird hunting, what would you choose? If you had to make one choice.
You know what? I'm gonna take my father's answer, and here it is. My favorite is what I'm doing in the moment. I love to be behind my dogs. That's the number. That is the best thing that I love to do. So if I have an opportunity that I can take them pheasant hunting, then I'm going to take them pheasant hunting. If I have an opportunity that I can take them duck hunting, then I'm going to take them duck hunting. So it's where I am in the moment. Like this morning, I'm up at 4 a.m., and we're in the teal slough. We had to haul in, you know, chairs and decoys and everything. 2 miles we drug through this. And I love to see women get into the outdoors. But there is a reality, too, that it's not an easy sport.
At 4 right. o'clock in the morning, did you put your makeup on and all that kind of good stuff?
No.
Did you, sir?
Not I either. No, not a chance.
But, you know, you pack the night ahead and jump in the car and drive an hour north.
Right. Got some shout-outs, Mark?
Yeah, we got some shout-outs. Thank you, everyone, for writing in the shout-outs if you want to get on the radio every week. Comment on our Facebook post on the4outdoorsman.com. We have a bunch of them today. Craig Rudolph Jr. says, got a couple of geese with the kids this morning. Congratulations Steve Renneberg, our good friend from Arrowhead Outdoors, says lots of goose hunters, teal hunters, and walleye hunters this last weekend in the Ely area. Most had good success. Fire crews kicking butt with the Greenwood fire last week. As a result, no more smoke and fire growth to be found. So thank you, all those volunteers that have been fighting the Greenwood fires.
You bet.
Sounds like they got it under control. Friend Brian Amberg says Mason Daniel won the Minnesota Sporting Clays Association State Tournament Sub-Junior, punching his ticket to San Antonio for Nationals. Congratulations, Brian and Mason. Jeremiah Davis says, my son outshot me 3-0. He felt bad for me and said I could hold one for the picture. Bill Katz, our good friend, says, home listening, making covers for Landcastle Summerfest. We'll see you next weekend, Bill, at Landcastle Summerfest in the Winstead Music Grounds. I can't wait to go. Jesse Koskinimi says, helped my cousin Adam get a bear on Friday, shot a bunch of geese on Saturday morning. It was an epic weekend. I also have a shout-out for my friend Mary Horoshak, who took first place in the chocolate chip contest at the Minnesota State Fair.
Really? She makes chocolate chips?
She does. She owns...
You mean cookies?
She owns Grey Duck Bakery. She's a good friend of mine. She made me a birthday cake that was a beer mug. It looked exactly like a beer mug.
And what did it taste like?
Out of chocolate?
I can't remember, but it looked cool. Yeah.
Out of chocolate.
It was cake.
Wow.
That's funny.
Anyway, thanks everyone for writing in. And we're going to be coming up on a break here pretty soon. We're going to be back with more Simone Shera. We're going to talk about all sorts of stuff. Cackle and Spur coming up. All sorts of hunting adventures.
Do we have a minute or two or not?
Let's see here.
Are we ready or not?
We have a minute, yeah.
Mark was talking about the Greenwood fire up by Ely, Minnesota. And Steve Renneberg and his lady friend, Chris, own Arrowhead Outdoors. And it's a bait store there that is one of our sponsors. He wanted me to let people know that even though the Boundary Waters, I think, is still closed from that area around Ely, Ely's still open. You know, everything's still open around Ely. So there's a lot more to do around Ely than just go to the Boundary Waters. But it looks like it's going to open up again pretty soon. Also, thanks to Steve Renneberg and Steve, the other guy's name, in a couple of weeks he's taken me and a friend of mine, and it's now Mark. We're either going to go smallmouth fishing or we're going to take a run down to Lake Superior and possibly try to get some salmon. I'm so excited.
Oh, if the salmon are running, you got to go get
the
salmon.
Oh, he said if the salmon are running, you got to do it. You got to do it. So I'm ready about that. So, hey, I'll tell you what, if you're going to stick around for the last part of the show, I think Simone's going to try to teach Mark and me how to blow a duck call properly, and she is a star, right?
Right.
We're going to find out. We're going to find
out. Try is the key word, try.
I'll be right back. Play the music, young man. Play the music. Here we go. Right back. Talk to you guys later.
It's that time of the year and Devil's Lake is the destination. I'm thinking of fall walleyes in the morning, bird hunting in the afternoon, and a ribeye steak in the evening. Devil's Lake, North Dakota just might be the premier city in the country for multi-species hunting and fishing all in the same trip. Hey, we're blessed to make a couple of trips to Devil's Lake every year. It truly is an outdoor lover's Disney World. Bring your fishing rod, bring your shotgun, bring your golf clubs, bring your family. Visit devilslakend.com.
Dazeal Heating and Air Conditioning has let the dogs out, and their two-fur deal is back. If your furnace and air conditioner are over 10 years old, they could roll over and break down. Let Dazeal help you fetch a free air conditioner with their two-fur deal. For a limited time, when you purchase a furnace, you get a free AC unit with a free UV package. Dazeal Heating and AC, serving Wright County and the West Metro. Details online at DazeelHVAC.com. That's DezielHVAC.com.
Landcastle Summer Extravaganza, the Ice House Camping Event on the Winstock Country Music Ground, September 10th and 11th. Come camp, listen to music, browse ice fishing gear, and new ice houses brought to you by GS Trailers and Ice Castle Fish Houses. LandcastleSummerFest.com.
Don't miss Corn Fest at St. Jude of the Lake this Saturday. Great family fun includes a teen zone, inflatables for the kids, music from Katie Vernon and Martin Zeller, and delicious food including fresh roasted corn. That's Corn Fest this Saturday, 3 to 10 at St. Jude of the Lake Catholic Church, Matamidi.
You're going to fish or hunt Ely this fall? Then you must visit with Chris and Steve of Arrowhead Outdoors, Ely's largest bait, tackle, and camping store. If Steve is not helping contain the Greenwood fire, he's going to answer all of your questions from where to fish for trophy walleyes to what baits and presentations do you use, even what you can do to enhance your fall grouse trip. Hey, I'll tell you what, the BWCA quota restrictions are lifted October 1st, so now is the time for you to visit Ely, Minnesota. Visiting Arrowhead Outdoors is your first step. Hey, start planning your dream trip now. Ely.
Tis the season of camping, boating, and fishing, and you don't want to be left out because your trailer's broken. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove can fix it and get you back to the outdoors. Crystal Welding offers a wide variety of services, including welding, maintenance, and repairs for all types of trailers. Crystal Welding is your one-stop shop for all of your trailer needs. Go to crystalwelding.com for more information. Crystal Welding. Solutions. Service. Results.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. Your job's too small because we do it all.
Mark here for my good friends at Power Lodge, located right down the street from our studio in Ramsey, Minnesota, along with locations in Brainerd and Mille Lacs. With more people getting outside, inventory is tight, but Power Lodge can be your Polaris special order superstore. If you're looking for a side-by-side or ATV for hunting or ice fishing this fall, go to Power Lodge and order it right now. Some models are already sold through August. Power Lodge, your Polaris special order superstore.
For more information, stop by your nearest Power Lodge or visit powerlodge.com.
What's that? You got what for me?
You better let me sing.
Oh, that's right. Hey, I'll tell you what. When we're in studio, this is a lot of fun. My wife and I have a place in Chautauqua, Wisconsin. It's in Barron County. And I started this about 3 months ago or so. I bring the newspaper in and read the police reports, the funny ones. And it's crazy what small-town life is like, you know, how people report so many things to the police department in Barron County. So I got a couple of them right now, but before we do it, someone's got to how do you do this?
This Week in Barron County.
Barron County police reports. Here, we got a couple of them here. Here. A Rice Lake guy calls... Rice Lake says, a caller in Rice Lake says she was out running and a pit bull came out and bit her. It did not break the skin. She spoke to the dog owners and they said the dogs had their shots and they've got a court date for a different event in the next week. And he got bit. Received a call from a hotel clerk in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, requesting an officer to patrol around the area. She says that there was a male subject who was a guest at the hotel who appears to be sleepwalking in his underwear. Let's call the cops about that kind of crap.
Or he's a weirdo. One
it's
of
always
the two.
A weirdo. Hey, got more of them here. Let's see. Yeah. A real Chautauqua caller says he shot the neighbor's husky this morning after it attacked his turkeys. And the huskies.
His turkeys?
He shot his turkeys. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's more here someplace. Here's a good one. Chautauqua bartender says a man came in and showed her a video from the war in Afghanistan. He said she better get ready, because here they come. And she called the cops for that. I don't understand that. Why would he call
That's
the
my
cops?
Favorite part, is why they call the cops in Barron County.
Oh, here's a guy calls the Barron County Police Department and says there's a strong odor of plastic in his house. Now, that's a good... they're going to keep come running right now, aren't they? Yes.
They cover the furniture, or what?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. How about this one? Barron says there's... Subject is, a guy calls in and says, there's someone shooting guns in the area. He's concerned they're shooting at eagles. That was at 7:10 p.m. At 7:26, a guy calls the Barron County Sheriff's Department and said he was trying to shoot a hornet's nest with a 12-gauge and heard there was a rumor he was trying to shoot eagles. May as well call them.
Spreads fast.
This is scary. A 32-year-old man gets stung by a bunch of bees, calls in at 7:16. You think, no big deal. 7:22, they call to get a helicopter started. 7:24... they advised landing zone for the helicopter. 8:26, requesting medical examiner. At 9:32, they call the funeral home. Funeral home is on scene within less than 2 hours.
Wow.
from a bee sting. Two boys are walking on a highway, SS and Rice Lake, northbound, and one of them is mooning cars as they pass by. Mom is on the way to get them. That's enough of that kind of stuff. But Barron County... police reports, having a lot of fun with those guys. What do you got, buddy?
I just want to say how nice it is to be at the fair on this beautiful evening. We lucked out on weather. Do you remember one time we were here and it was just absolutely downpouring? We couldn't hear anything. I don't think there was a shed. Like, we were in a little tiny hut. So it's just lovely to see everyone again, smiling faces.
It is.
What are your notes from the fair? I can tell you one thing. I don't come across a lot of young people anymore in my age, like teens and 20s. Style's different, man. Mom jeans are back. Have you seen that?
You're lucky you don't have daughters, because half these kids out here are 14 acting like they're 20, and I'm guessing they did not dress that way when they left home.
Yeah, yeah. I'm lucky
that's,
I don't have
that's
daughters.
Just my guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't do well with that.
No, it's been a lot
you
of fun.
Boys,
you got
right
boys?
I have a son. We talked about that. Yeah, no girls.
Yeah.
And I think the God knew why not to give me a girl, because I could not handle.
So we're across from the Hippodrome. Sure, why did they call it the Hippodrome, by the way? And what are your earliest memories as a St. Paul kid of going to events here?
I have no idea why they call it the Hippodrome, but I remember going to the state high school hockey tournament here, at least the playoffs.
They had the tournament here.
Yeah, it was in the auditorium and here for a couple of years as well, if I remember. In the late 1950s, early 1960s, that's when they had most of the hockey, and that was the big deal. But why it's called the Hippodrome, I don't know. But here's some trivia. In the early 1940s, I know this thing was shut down for all sporting events because they made airplanes here for World War II. Right here at the Minnesota State Fair.
Wow.
And here's another trivia question for all of you Martha's Cookies fans. Some of you might have heard this already. How many cookies, Martha's Cookies, are sold every, is it every day? Was it every day?
Every day.
Every day at the Minnesota State Fair. Go ahead, Amber. 3 million cookies a day. A day at the Minnesota State Fair for Martha's Cookies.
I got another quiz for
Holy
you.
Holy buckets.
In what year did Sweet Martha's Cookies start offering pails of cookies?
How long they been around? 2006.
1985.
I was close.
What a genius marketing scam that is, because everyone loves it that it piles over the thing. I need to get a bucket for my kids on the way back, but you see the pros that bring a plastic bag to put all the stuff in the top. Those are Sweet Martha's pros.
Do you think there's anybody who could actually eat a full bucket of those cookies? I mean, literally. Have you ever done that? You're looking at one. You've done it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'll get sick for sure.
All right, Simone, you like to duck hunt, right?
I do like to duck hunt.
Are you a good shot?
I'm a good shot.
I can vouch she's a good shot.
Yeah, Mark witnessed that. I shot all of his pheasants when we were at Reach for Resources last year.
She is a fantastic shot.
And I'm going to do it again this year.
Hey, I tell you, I'm not afraid of making fun of myself like your old man as well. We went pheasant hunting last year down in Adams, Minnesota. A wonderful family, had a whole bunch of acreage. They took the boys down there, treated us well. And I got a couple birds, but I'm not a good shot. It's got to be an easy shot for me. And all of a sudden, a bird jumped right next to me. It's so close, I didn't get a shot. It's one of these, you got to turn, you know. And all of a sudden, the guy said to me, "Why didn't you shoot?" I said, I thought it was a pheasant. He said, "Pheasants don't cackle." I didn't know that. Did you know that pheasants don't cackle? That's what I was told.
Hens don't cackle. Yes, pheasants, roosters cackle.
Okay, it made a bunch of noise. It got up next to me. I should have shot. I didn't shoot.
Okay.
That wasn't a very good job. Anyway, you're a duck hunter. You love to duck hunt, right?
Yep.
All right. And you're a good duck caller, right?
I will not claim that fame.
But you know something about it. Can you teach us? Can you teach us a little bit?
Yes. I did bring you a duck call, and I believe, Mark, you have a duck call as well.
And you have a duck call as well.
I did not. No, nope, I just
why don't you yours. Give her yours, and we'll try to mimic what she does.
I don't have COVID or anything.
You don't want
you
that
guys,
one?
You guys are going to do
no,
that.
No,
I
no.
will show. You're going to, yep, hold it the right way.
Okay, then you have to tell us what it's supposed to sound like.
Yep, I will do that.
Oh, I got the right side. Okay, go.
Yep, so you're going to hold it in your hands at the bottom. So you're going to hold it at the bottom of the duck call because you want to be able to open and close your hand, and that's the effect of the sound.
All right. Okay? I do that every day to exercise my
fingers.
See
how Marquez is. Now you're going to put it like you would your beer bottles, so this should be very comfortable for the both of you.
Yeah, it's a beer bottle.
Up to your lips like it's a beer bottle.
Yeah.
And then you're going to use your lower diaphragm, yep, and blow your air out. Yep. There you go.
What?
That's a little like a kazoo.
say wah, 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 wah. Are you supposed to be saying something, Simone? Like, do you say something into the call? Like, is there a word that you say into it? Like,
sometimes there might be like a
yeah, the feeder call.
Yep, you can do a feeder
call.
That's
a feeder call.
Yep.
That's a kazoo.
Yeah, you're all kazoo.
You're playing a tune over here.
All right. Look at, we're attracting a lot of people.
What's the hand do? What does this do?
Because that's gonna, that will help send. It gives it a different sound when you bring your hand in. It kind of closes it off, and then it opens it up.
It's that sound like I farted in the morning or something.
That might have been TMI.
You're really not going to call for us? Come on.
Yeah, no.
Will you give it a shot, please?
Is anybody out there a duck caller?
I think we need another beard.
Are there any duck hunters out there at all? How you doing,
yeah,
baby?
Duck hunters.
How you doing, man? We need one person to come up here and show us how to blow a duck call.
Mark does a pretty good job.
The kid can't do it? She won't do it.
I see a guy in white sitting at a bench.
The fam wants you to come on.
There's some ladies pointing to a guy that hunts ducks. I want you up here, sir.
Here we go. Hang on. We got Simone. She's ready.
This is terrible.
Ooh, good feeder. That was fantastic.
I admit, Sue, I brought this call for you because I was going to give it to you, and it's really low quality.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, thank you. Thank you,
I guess guy in white is refusing the invite, huh?
There's different kind of calls, right? There's a feeder call.
Yeah, and it's a whole thing. I'd play this right. I find people that I go duck hunting with really good duck callers, and I let them do the work.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing, a good duck caller, how you can get ducks to turn on a dime.
Yeah.
Like, I sit there and I blast, and once in a while, one will come in. But when, like, we were with Graham Gressich, and you can see them physically turn midair.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. I'm a better turkey caller than a duck caller.
Yeah, you're a turkey pro. That's Ron's real passion, so I bet he dragged you all over turkey hunting.
He tried to, yes. Yes. As a kid, I grew up in the Black Hills of South Dakota because he has his turkey camp out there, Turkey Track Club, and spent many, 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 many Easters finding my Easter eggs in the pastures full of cow pies. And, yeah, great, great memories.
Are you a mouth caller, box caller? How do you call a turkey?
I am mouth, and then also I use a slate call. Or a box call, either or.
Did you get a turkey last year?
I did not. I didn't.
I'm learning.
But the year before, I did. Last year, I did not go turkey hunting just because I have a kid that's in baseball. And
there's only so much time. I want to follow your son. I played high school and college baseball and whatnot, and I love the game, and I still would like. I eat it up. I would love to follow your son and come watch a couple of games. He's a junior this year, you said, right?
No, he's a senior.
He's a senior.
He's a senior, yeah.
Now he's traveling around the country doing stuff.
Traveling around the country, talking to a lot of colleges right now. We haven't nailed anybody down, and we're not even really talking about who's he talking to yet. But when we get to that, we will announce who it is that he's going to go with. He's probably not going to stay in the state of Minnesota, and he'll probably go south or something like that, maybe Indiana.
Well, we have a couple minutes with Simone, so there's two main things that we have to tackle before we end the show here. First thing is Reach for Resources, Cackle and Spur event. It is
September 29th on a Wednesday.
29th. Reach for Resources, we've worked with Jason for many, many years. It's a wonderful organization that helps people with disabilities. It's a great organization, and we're proud to be a part of it. I think I've done these five or six times now, and it's a wonderful event. Can people still sign up, or can people?
I believe there's still spots. Yep, reachforresources.org. It's called a Cackle and Spur event, so it's under their events tab on their website. And you can sign up, and your sign-up includes 5 birds, a guided hunt, a box of shells from Federal, and just a really good time. Like, we went out in the morning last time. They do a morning hunt or an afternoon hunt. I think the morning might be full, but the afternoon is still just as fun, and you're raising money to help these people with mental and physical disabilities.
Do you recall how much money they raised last year? It was like 40 grand. I'm just thinking $50,000.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's growing every year.
That's wonderful.
Every year.
Jason works his butt off putting this thing together.
Really
he's a good man.
He's been at every outdoors event I've ever been to in the last
Yeah. 15 years, I swear.
Well, it's easy when you don't have any friends. You know, we got nothing else to do. We just gotta keep on
he's
moving.
He's my friend, Drew.
The other big
thing I wanted to talk about is you are helping organize a women's only goose hunt with our friend Graham Gresich in the Lac La Parle area. Can you explain what you're doing there, what the purpose is, and how people get involved in that?
Yeah, I'm participating actually in it. Graham, a couple years ago, decided to designate a weekend to have a women's only hunt, which has gotten to be very popular. A lot of times women get a little intimidated on hunting with some of the guys because if you are not quick or comfortable, guys aren't going to look at you and invite you to come shoot this goose first. That's not how it goes.
Right.
So he opened up his camp to designate one weekend, and that is September 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's Max Out Guide Women's Only Hunt. I believe there's two spots left. And you come out and meet other women that are in the field. The guys put the decoys out. You're in a pit. There's food and drinks and great company, and they do all the calling for you. And you just need your gun and your shells, your ammo, and your license.
Is your level of experience a criteria to be one of the women who are going to be doing this?
It is not. Of course, your criteria is you do need to have your gun safety,
right,
for sure. And being out there, I am a certified Minnesota firearm instructor.
Right.
And so I can certainly help with a little bit of that. Or sometimes we'll go trap shooting ahead of time, like the night before or the afternoon before, depending when the women show up, to give them a little bit of target practice. And it's just it's a great opportunity for women to get with other women and just kind of have a relaxed, good time, and they can learn what this early goose season is all about.
It's almost like WAM, Women Anglers of Minnesota, wherever it is, where they take women out and teach them all about fishing, whatever, and just get together. I think it's the greatest thing in the world because guys can be jerks. Guys can be controlling and think they're king crap and all of that. And
you know what? That's true.
Stu,
my motto is, and it always has been, one size fits all men, and that includes clothing. Clothing is really hard to find for women as far as in the hunting field. So absolutely. And it's great just to have that relaxed scene of no pressure and, again, meeting friends.
Yeah. I got to thank Simone Shera for being on the Four Outdoorsmen tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for all you do. I mean that sincerely.
Absolutely.
Everybody in the industry is a lot like you who like to give back and share. It's a wonderful gift that you have, and thank you for sharing with a lot of people who need the help. That's nice of you. So I got to say one more thing. I've read a lot about you, of course, and one of your favorite sayings is you don't change culture through emails. You change it through relationships, one conversation at a time. That is, I got this memorized because I firmly believe that. Put your cell phones away. Develop relationships, hold conversations. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you next week. Four Outdoorsman's out of here. Before you go, though, my buddy Mark's got something to say.
Get outside and make some memories.